The Breck football team started with 3 wins this season, but has now lost 3 straight. In this week's Sports Jam Spotlight, we meet talented Mustangs quarterback David Roddy. It's an eye-opener for fans and opponents. Breck junior David Roddy is 6'5 and weighs 250 pounds and has great quarterback skills.
Lots of people say Ben Roethlisberger, but I like to compare myself to Cam Newton. It's more like him. I'm more built like him than Ben Roethlisberger.
His receivers have to remember, Roddy is fast and really tough to bring down, so his scrambles can create chances downfield.
You get caught sometimes sleeping and you'd be like, oh, here he comes. He's down, right? Nope, here he comes again. Staying alive is definitely a big part of being a receiver with this offense.
I prefer it to be, how it's drawn up, how it's told in the huddle. But when I have to, I can extend the play. I'm blessed enough to make that athletic play and extend it more.
One of those receivers he throws to is David's older brother, Josh, who has high praise for his so-called little brother.
Sometimes I don't want to admit it, but I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the state because the things he can do and the way he can extend plays, and then at the end of the play throw a 60-yard bomb for a touchdown, and just things like that. I don't see anybody else our age doing those kind of things on that consistent of a basis.
Josh admits it wasn't always easy having a younger brother get so much attention for his athletic exploits.
I'm gonna be honest. In the past, it did sting. It did sting, and then I kind of realized that it's not just like me not being good enough, it's that he is just a once in a while spectacular athlete.
Roddy works closely with Breck offensive coordinator Marcus Harris, a former star at Brooklyn Center and a Biletnikoff award-winning receiver at the University of Wyoming.
He and I are very close. We joke around a lot, but in serious times we can be serious. He lets me hear the truth first, and he'll always be the first one to congratulate me on something I did right. He's a great role model.
Most of the stuff he does that amazes me is off the camera at practice. He does these one-hand catches that just would make your head spin. It's amazing. So, yeah, he's definitely an incredible athlete, and I would argue with anyone that possibly best in the state. He's fun to work with.
Roddy's become a very good football player, but it's not a sure thing that it's his best or favorite sport. He's also a pretty unstoppable force on the basketball court.
Right now I have equal love for both sports. During the football season I'll miss basketball, during the basketball season I'll miss football, so it just goes hand in hand right now. There's no really superior sport over another one.
David's drawing some interest from college recruiters in both sports. He's had some contact with football programs.
I've had a few invites to football games. I just recently visited Minnesota, visiting Wisconsin, and then also visiting North Dakota State.
Breck head coach John Martin says college coaches can see Roddy's gifts on film, but they want to know more about him as a person too, and Martin gives him high marks there.
What impresses me most about him, even then, but now when you talk about growth, is the maturity and the young man that he's becoming. He's humble. He's a great leader, and he's a fierce competitor, and he is able to kind of harness all that into a way where people respect that.
Breck's coaches admit there was some sentiment to move David Roddy to another position because of his size when he first came into the program. Those days are long gone, and the Mustangs leaders have no doubt he can be a great D1 college player if he chooses to.
We've had a few here in my time, the most recent being Ramad, and once you see one or two of those guys, you know what they look like. And when we saw David out on the field, it took about 10 minutes of watching him move around there his freshman year to say we got something special on our hands. And I think he's certainly a D1 athlete for sure.
Roddy is averaging 225 yards passing per game and has thrown 14 touchdown passes this fall.